Mary Bonham has put together a cookbook. It's entitled Mary's Down Home Cooking. It's available at locations all over town, including KSST. A book signing is planned for Saturday at Dana's. Ms. Bonham discussed the cookbook on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Monday morning.
I like the old-time cooking because of the fact that you have nearly everything in your kitchen that you can cook with, except maybe the meat or the chicken or the beef or the pork or whatever you're going to use. And Enola, I would like to present this down-home cooking book to you. You and I are longtime friends, and I think that you will enjoy using it from time to time. And
thank you, Mary.
It is a wonderful, wonderful day to be here with you and my friends out in wherever they're listening at.
That's right, and they are listening all over, and I'm so happy about that, Mary. Well, I've been reading the front page of your book about... There's a picture of you, and there's not a picture of your mother, but I can nearly see her in her kitchen and you standing on a stool there watching and learning how to cook.
My mother was Annie Spencer, and she was a tall, slimish lady, drove a little bitty red Maverick in town for years and years, which I have restored, and I still have it out. It's been in the barn, fixed up, clean as it can be, And many people know her as Annie Mama.
Okay.
So she, if anybody did any cooking, she's carried more cooking to funeral home, to friends
Visit, yeah.
and people that had passed away or to church ordeals and things like that. So I guess that's how I got mine, by watching her so much.
Well, were you the oldest of the children?
No, I had a sister that's 5-6 years older than I am, and then I had another sister that was 3 years older. So I was the middle of five.
But you just took to cooking, it seemed like.
I just cooked. One of my sisters was already gone from home, going to school, but not completely at that time. But she was busy doing other things, and she liked to sew.
Okay.
And older, my middle sister, she didn't do no whole lot because she was sick a lot.
Oh, I see.
She had rheumatoid arthritis, and she never did feel like doing much. But I just, till this day, still like to go into the kitchen and just whip up something that I think I want to eat. It doesn't matter how it's put together. If you want to do it, you know, you can do it.
Well, some of the recipes I'm reading here are just to make your mouth water. And it doesn't matter if it's from soups and salads, your first, well, there's appetizers and beverages first, and then the next chapter, soups and salads, vegetables and side dishes, main dishes, and there's plenty, 20 pages, 24 pages, I think, breads and rolls, desserts, there's lots of desserts, about 20 pages of that, candies and cookies, this and that, which is, let's see, what's in this and that?
Quite a few this and that.
That's, pickles, syrups.
Punch and things like that,
okay.
And extra little things that we had did.
Okay.
I can see Mother making her homemade rolls now. She made all of her light bread. Sometimes she'd make it in a loaf, but most of the time she had an old wore-out tin skillet, and I can see her grease the bottom of that pan, work that dough up, and then flip it over into that pan, set it on the stove with a little cloth over it. Next thing you know, she'd have 3-inch rolls that she'd pop in the oven.
KSST News.